Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that accidentally finds the show. We appreciate you. You made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. And I have a feeling some of those Trump supporters are probably happy about one of our earlier news stories, unfortunately. But we march on. And let us know your thoughts on whether or not you believe that protests can actually impact pizza sales. But now, on to our new segment called Like or Unlike, because we like using some of the unwords. And oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I'm on my social media, whether it's Twitter, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, and stuff comes through the feed. And I often wonder, are people having the same reaction I have, whether it's like something you see it, you're going to like it? Are you going to get out the popcorn and really dive in, share it, do a whole bunch of stuff with it, or are you just going to block it or block it out?
Okay.
Right? What are you going to do? You see a headline come across and then what?
Yeah.
So the first one.
Yeah.
If you were scrolling through your timeline and you saw this post, Joe Biden hasn't ruled out 2020. I'm not going to decide not to run.
I think I'm going to get out the popcorn and watch what happens with that one.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to get out the popcorn?
I'm going to get out the popcorn and watch what happens with that one. That's me.
Joe Biden. So, you know, he's done this before, just so folks know.
I do know that he's done this before.
Let's play a little clip of Joe talking in December of last year, right after the election, about his stance on whether or not he's running or going to run in 2020.
Your comments this week, whether you were joking or not, have prompted a lot of questions about whether or not you actually might run for president in 2020. I know you said you were joking, but you are experienced enough to know you never say never. You told Stephen Colbert that in 2020 you'll be 78, but Donald Trump will be 74. So age isn't going to be an issue, I suppose.
Well, look, age could be very much an issue, and it may not be. It depends on the state of my health and the health of whomever is running. But look, as you know, Jake, 4 years is a lifetime in American politics. And I think that nominees are determined by their parties based mostly on what skill set is most needed at that time. And
that's Joe.
That's Joe.
And he said the key phrase to me, 4 years is a long time.
It is, unfortunately.
So I'm going to keep it moving on this one.
You're going to block it?
Yeah, I'm going to block it out. Like, it's Joe Biden talking about whether he's running, whether he's not. He's going to be 78.
I took block as in, like, I'm not messing with that at all. So anything that's block has anything to do with Trump trying to make any plans. So for me, I'll sit on the sidelines and Netflix and chill with some popcorn and see what Big Joe's going to have to do. I don't have any problem with him. Yeah, Big Joe.
Yeah, I'm blocking it out because I'm just like,
hey, wow, we're in a lot of disagreements today, man. Wow.
I'm just saying.
I don't think we've ever disagreed this much on one show. It's only a half a show.
It's, you know, Joe. I'm a Joe. I think he'd be a good candidate, but as of right now, I'm blocking Joe out right now.
All right.
It's too early.
All right.
All right. Second, if you see this post, surprise, new survey reveals a wide gulf between millennial whites and millennials of color on race.
Can we add a fourth one in here called no kidding? Because
you never follow the rules.
I don't like this, and I don't want to. I don't want to dig any deeper.
You don't want to like it.
It's just obvious, and I can't block it out because it's so true.
Well, you could block it out because you're like, I knew that already.
I knew that already, but I can't ignore it because I have to deal with what those differences are in my day-to-day life in order to operate in corporate America. You have to be aware and cognizant in order to deal.
For me, actually, this one, I'm going to actually get out my popcorn.
and watch.
Well, the reason why I want to dig into this one a little bit, because I often hear people say millennials are different than Generation X and the boomers. They're more diverse. They see the world differently. So to me, I see a headline saying that there's a gulf between them. I'm actually a little bit shocked, because the sentiment seems to be that millennials see the world in such a different way than anyone older than them, being also around supposedly more open to diversity.
Yeah, I think it depends. You know, millennials, we're both marketers, so that's just like a overused word in our industry. And just for people that don't work in this industry, a millennial is pretty much anybody born between the years of 1980 to about the year between sort of like around the year 2000, right? And so basically there's a 20-year age gap between these people. So there's a huge difference between a millennial that is, you know, born in 1980 than somebody that's 17 years old, right? And so I think that people are diverse across a huge, a big variety of different things. But I think the differences between the life experiences that people of color versus non-people of color go through in a modern society are quite different. And they do shape how you move through the world, you know?
No, I think that's fair. And I think for me, I'd want to click on it and get a little bit more information. So I'd get out my popcorn.
All right.
Just to see what the deal is.
All right.
All right. The next story for Like or Unlike. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in our feeds, we actually get a video, right? Like something's playing and you're like, watch a little bit of it. And then you have a certain reaction.
Okay.
So I'm going to play, if this showed up in your timeline, are you going to like it, get out your popcorn, or block it out?
Okay.
We're working to give the American people a giant tax cut for Christmas. We are giving them a big, beautiful Christmas present in the form of a tremendous tax cut. It will be the biggest cut in the history of our country. It'll also be tax reform, and it'll create jobs. Today, the House Ways and Means Committee unveiled a historic tax reform bill that will create tremendous prosperity for our nation. We will provide a massive tax cut for American families. We will make the tax code simpler and fair. It's called simplification. We will restore our competitive edge by reducing business taxes for the first time in more than 30 years. And we will bring back trillions and trillions of dollars that's now parked overseas so that money can be put to work rebuilding the United States of America, as opposed to rebuilding other parts of the world.
That just showed up in your timelines, underdog. My people, Asha Davis. You liking it? You getting out your popcorn? You blocking it out?
I'm gonna go ahead and block that out right now, man.
You don't want a Christmas gift from the president?
I don't want nothing from this man. I don't want nothing. I really just want whatever employee from Twitter disabled his account. So that was my Christmas present. Let's make that person the CEO of Twitter.
But did you not know that when you simplify something, that's simplification?
You know, as an English major, I did not know that. So thank you for enlightening me.
No, it wasn't me. That was Donald.
I heard you. I know who it was.
That's so you blocking it out.
I'm blocking that all the way out. You know, he could keep that. Because especially what he tells a huge tax break is $1,000. And he's cutting people's ability to deduct things like medical costs on their taxes. So I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, this one is I'm blocking this one out.
Okay. Wow, we finally agreed. Air high five, air high five, because we can't do the clap on the mics.
Why not?
Because it was too loud in people's ears.
Oh, well, no, because they were away from the mic.
Well, air high five.
Yeah, but if we did it in front of the mic, that'd be different.
Okay, well, we high fived.
The athlete in me just is disappointed that we didn't actually high five.
We're not going to high five. The OCD in you is disappointed, actually, not the athlete. Anyways, Trump's tax plan.
Yes. So I'm blocking it out because every Republican president wants to do a tax cut.
Yeah.
Reagan, Bush, then Bush again, now Trump.
Yeah.
And then they always make us think that by cutting the taxes on those who make a lot of money or in corporations that somehow everybody will win.
Mm-hmm. Trickle-down economics, I believe.
Yes, that was the term. So no, I'm blocking this out. Now, one quick aside, though. The tax plan, from what I understand, actually is like, doesn't help. It's like, it's weird. It cuts taxes for corporations. Then there's a provision that'll take the tax rate up to like 46% for those who are very wealthy. Then it makes tax cuts for some of the middle class. But then if you live in states where there's high property taxes, you can't deduct stuff. It's like, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm going to block it out because the way it sounds, it's not passing anyway.
And they're trying to make your taxes so simple. You could do it on a postcard.
And you know what that's called?
Hardification?
No, Donald Trump, simplification.
No, I know.
No, I know
you.
I know you know. I'm just saying. All right, ready for our next story.
All
right, you're reading your timeline, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden this title comes up. Social media user defend TV anchor after woman says she looks ridiculous because of her size.
I'm going to go ahead and like this all the way. Have you seen what she looks like? She is beautiful. Have you seen this woman? Did you look at the picture?
Let's just say I got my popcorn out.
She is stunning. That woman is gorgeous.
Yes. We're talking about Demetria Abelor, I believe is her name.
I'm going to go ahead and call her D for sure. But yes, Miss D.
Yes. So just so folks know, if they haven't heard about this story, Jan, who is a viewer of the station, said she took to Facebook on Wednesday to call out Channel 8 in Dallas on their new traffic reporter, who is, as Asha affectionately calls, D. And she said that the woman D looked like she was a size 16 or 18 woman in a size 6 dress. Has anyone seen Channel 8's new morning traffic reporter? Her name is Demetria Abelor, and she's a size 16, 18 woman in a size 6 dress, and she looks ridiculous.
They said, she also went on to say, I understand that when I watch Channel 8, I'm going to get biased reporting and political correctness, but clearly they've taken complete leave of their senses. I'm not watching Channel 8 anymore. Well, you know what, Channel 8? You just got 2 new viewers because Ms. D... I hope you make it to the Nationals because I'm trying to holla.
Do you want to hear from Miss D? Because she did post a quick reply to all the haters and supporters.
Okay.
Let's hear from Miss D, who you hope goes national.
Hey, everyone. Okay, so I'm waking up from my Friday nap, right? Apparently to some controversy, but a whole lot of love. The controversy is coming from people who aren't too happy with the way that I look on television, saying, oh, her body is too big for that dress, or she's too curvy, or her hair is unprofessional, it's crazy, we don't like it. A quick word to those people. This is the way that I'm built. This is the way that I was born. I'm not going anywhere. So if you don't like it, you have your options. Now to the people who show love, I love you right back. You know, when you look a little different, people think it's okay to talk to you a little different. And I'm on TV, I can't clap back how I want to clap back all the time. So I'm always taken aback and forever grateful for everybody, people I don't even know, who come to my defense, stand next to me and say, you know what, Demetria, you don't have to put up with this. And I love you for that. Shout out to Chance the Rapper for taking this right to his Twitter page and putting a spotlight on the negativity, because we don't have to put up with this, all right? And we're not going to. So and just once again, everybody know that I love you, I appreciate you, and we're in this together.
Getting out my popcorn. Mm.
Man, her voice is as sweet as those hips.
I have no comment.
No, but you know what? She brought up a really good comment that, you know, when you look different, people speak to you different, and they take certain liberties with you, because I guarantee that had this been a comment that was made to a non-woman of color, you would see a groundswell of support for anti-body shaming type conversation, you know, in the ether. And I think the fact that somebody would be that brave to talk about someone of color on television in that type of a manner is, you know, I just think it is what it is. It's reflective of our society. But the positive thing about social media that really makes me like this a lot is that despite all the evils that social media can project, this is a symbol of something positive.
Yeah. No, I agree. And for, you know, the underdogs out there, her message was, I think, real, but also where the focus needs to be. So she addressed some of the hate, but also took time to really take in and was grateful for the support too. Mm-hmm. And I think as we're out there fighting whatever struggles we're fighting, where we feel like the odds are against us, it's okay to acknowledge that things aren't necessarily how we like them, but really also take in the fact that you have people in your corner. Mm-hmm. And she does. And she has two supporters here too.
And if any of my ladies out there need help ever clapping back, I'm on the radio, but so, you know, I don't have the same parameters as TV hosts do. So just let us know. Comment, call in. You need some clapbacks. I got you, boo.
Yes, let us know. And you can also weave it into your stand-up.
Yes, yeah.
You can get them on a lot of different fronts.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we talked a little bit about millennials and age and stuff like that. But our next story has to do with things that happened back during that time of the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were around then?
No, I was not around in the 70s, my friend.
No, but I said the 70s and 80s.
It was just a tot, just a wee lad.
People don't know what that is.
Just a tater tot.
More of the Greg Venuto Show after this break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. We just finished talking about like or unlike a couple stories going on that might have showed up in your timeline recently.
And shout out to our Facebook Live listeners. Our last story we were just talking about was about the gorgeous television reporter, Miss D, Demetria. And Keon, thanks for listening, has responded and said, oh, yes, she is gorgeous. And we all agree with you.
Yes, I think I know that if Keon had to choose between like, get out your popcorn or block it, he's getting out his popcorn.
I think he's going to do more than the popcorn.
I'm not going to go there.
I like it.
He's
going to
at least get in the popcorn. Mm-hmm. All right. With that, it's time for Unlisted. Mm-hmm. And where we find a list that's out there that we want to debate or embrace or a little bit of both. This one is special because it's a list related to things that happened for folks who were born during a certain time period. And the reason why I picked that is because guess what happens this month?
What?
It's my birthday.
Oh, go shorty. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. It's a Bacardi like it's... Okay.
Birthday, November 22nd, so it's coming up. Mm-hmm. And also, speaking of birthdays or anniversaries, this is the anniversary month of the show. We turn one this month.
Yay!
Yes! Today's episode is double back and double down. Mm-hmm. And it got me to thinking, if I double back to a year ago, mm-hmm. the Gregory Neesmith Show started. And the question is, was it a good idea or not?
Wow. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it was.
I feel like we should ask our listeners.
Yes, we should. Underdogs, my people, and occasional Trump supporters, what are your thoughts on, as you take a look back at the show, was it a good idea or not? Now, this month is the 1 year anniversary of the show. And literally, it's still hard to believe that at this point last year, on November 5th of 2016, it didn't exist. Mm-hmm. We launched on November 8th, which turned into November 9th because the show used to be at midnight.
Oh, yes. And the first show was the election night show.
Yes. So literally the election is happening and unfolding. And literally when we got off the air at 2 a.m., we had just found out that Donald Trump was reportedly going to win Pennsylvania, which meant he was going to win the election.
Yes. Home state. How apropos.
Don't remind me. Mm-hmm. Now, that show was special too because we were both on that show. I was in the studio and you called in.
Yes, I did.
And then from then on out, you would be in studio. And so one of the things we want to do this month is every Thursday, in the spirit of Throwback Thursday, we are going to re-release the first few episodes of the Gregory Neesmith Show. So starting this Thursday, episode 1 will come out. Then the following Thursday, episode 2, episode 3. So we'll all get to, maybe unfortunately or fortunately, relive the Gregory Neesmith Show, but also relive some of how we were feeling, how you guys were feeling about the election and what was going on in the news and the culture. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that. Also, I want to just say thank you to Asha Davis.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, for getting on board of a project that obviously didn't exist. Didn't know what was it going to be, how it was going to look. And also it was very late at night too on top of that.
I remember.
So I appreciate you. And I guess the question to you would be, as you double back, would you double down or no as being part of the show?
Definitely. I definitely think that being a part of the show has added value to my life. I enjoy definitely those late night shows. It's just fun stories. It's funny things to even just remember. You know, it certainly can evolve into a different show when you're on air from midnight to 2 a.m. on Tuesday night. So we had some good times, and I quite like this Sunday time slot too, you know.
Yes, we've been very blessed to have both the late night spot and then now a very good time of 2 hours on Sunday, which is awesome. And I'm also grateful for you, for Kirsten Magwood, and for all the underdogs that have been going on this journey with us, both those who publicly call in and watch the show and then give Facebook Live comments, but also folks who've like sent me emails or text messages. I appreciate all the underdogs out there.
And shout out to Keon, who just posted, I used to watch the night show as well. Gonna paraphrase and say, I mess with y'all. LOL, keep it up. Hey, this is going places.
Hey, I can't see the screen while I'm right now, but Asha can. I think I know what word you said, and right back at you. Appreciate you a lot. And yes, we all gonna keep on what we do and, you know, fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are.
He said that we also make good co-hosts.
Yes, we do. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Makes the dream work. Hey, fake high five. No!
Real one. So with that, this whole month, we'll find some time within every show to make sure we acknowledge each other and what we've done in a year. Shout out for the folks who listen to the podcast. We're still in the top 100 in society and culture on Podomatic, and you can listen to the you can download the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Stitcher, and on YouTube. You can watch it too. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.